What's up, Lucha Luscious? It is your weekly break. It's your weekly pause. It's your, I guess, Friday afternoon into the evening release. You're getting into that weekend, guys. I just had to work on a Saturday, Adrian. That is fucking pits, right?
Oh, man.
But for everybody else listening to this, this is your escape and this is your beacon. You are following us. We are your Sherpas as we take you into the party, into the partying for the weekend. And the way that we do that is with a quick beer, a quick discussion. And I mean, hopefully I don't get too pissed off at Adrian. Honestly, that's what it really comes down to.
That's always the goal.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't ruin my weekend, ruin my night, because Adrian says something or does something stupid. Just have some fun here. This is your top beer shot. And Adrian.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. And I haven't done anything stupid lately because, well, first of all, I didn't vote third party, so I'm good on that
Thank
front.
Thank you. just so everyone remembers, days, weeks, months, years before it all came down, it was very clearly stated that a vote for anyone but Hillary was a vote for Trump.
Pretty much.
I'm not endorsing one or the other. I'm just letting you know
right.
that if you did throw your vote away for a third-party candidate just to say, oh, I'm not going to vote for this criminal, remember that you did, in fact, elect Donald J. Is his middle name J? It yeah. feels like it should be a J. Donald J. Trump.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Really quick. I saw a video clip the other day of Donald Trump on the Oprah Winfrey Show back in like 99 or 2000.
Okay.
He was surprisingly eloquent. Honestly, he sounded like a very intelligent dude back in that day.
You're and like, I wish that guy was our president.
I have a pet theory. I think that he's playing to the people that he knew was going to vote for him. Dumb people. I'm just going to say it. I don't think he's as dumb as he actually sounds. I think he is just dumbing himself down to play to the dumb people. And it worked. It clearly worked. That's all I'm going to say. Go on YouTube, look up Trump on Oprah Winfrey, and you will see exactly what I'm talking about. I am telling you, Tim, he sounds super fucking eloquent. I was shocked to hear him talk the way he was talking on that show.
Did he really sound eloquent?
Well, compared to now, yeah. Compared to the way he
compared
talks now.
Compared to now. But he didn't sound eloquent.
Well, like, relatively eloquent. He was relatively more eloquent. Well, I mean, Sidney Poitier is a classically trained stage actor, sir. You can't really compare
right.
yourself to that.
Not many men can, but I mean, is the president of the United States, so I feel like setting a high bar is fair.
Yeah, yeah.
So, would you compare his, I guess, elocution?
Eloquence?
To that of Sidney Poitier?
No, I couldn't, to be fair. I could not.
Okay. But he was more eloquent than the bloviating, loudmouth, small-handed vulgarian that he currently is.
The best meme to come out of this whole thing is how small his hands are.
His little baby hands.
It's such a good visual in my head when someone mentions his tiny hands, you know what I mean?
Well, and to be fair, it's almost like not as bad because as he tried to say to Billy Bush, when you're a star, it doesn't matter, you can grab a girl by her
right.
lady part. The thing is that maybe his hands are just so small that those girls weren't okay with it. They just didn't notice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because awesome. His hands are so small. It didn't register that they were being grabbed at all.
I get
it's
your
possible.
Point. Yeah. I mean, anything is possible this day and age.
It really is. Adrian, we need to knock it off.
Yeah.
This
should.
Is not what this show is
I
about.
Know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. What do you
Adrian,
have?
We came here tonight to drink beer.
Yes, we did. Yes.
What kind of beer do you got?
Okay. I will start. I have from my favorite brewing company, Tim. Again, we're not paid. I wish we were, but we're not. Odell Brewing Company out of Fort Collins, Colorado. This is their Isolation Ale. Okay? Now, let me tell you something about this beer. When I first tried it, I thought it was the most delicious beer I'd had at that time, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a semi-seasonal beer, so of course, I only tried it once, and then after the next time I wanted to try it, it was already out of season. The label art on this is really cool. Imagine, if you will, Tim, a purple, snowy, foresty sort of setting, and there's
okay.
a small log cabin with a wisp of smoke coming out of the chimney, okay? This is the kind of beer that I imagine a lumberjack comes home to. You know what I mean? He takes off his boots. He takes off his thick beanie that's probably like a Carhartt brand or something. He sits down on his couch in front of his fireplace. And what kind of a beer does he up? What kind of a beer does he choose to drink as he's unwinding for the night, Tim? Isolation Ale. That's the story I'm in my head. That's all just based on their label. Okay, that's not even that's good shit, right?
That's that good shit.
A funny thing happens here around summer's end. Our eyes start searching for skies for those first fall flakes. As we welcome autumn's first snow, we celebrate the return of Isolation Ale, a sweet caramel malty ale that is balanced by a subtle crisp hop finish. Whether you ski, shred, or shoe, Isolation Ale will inspire you to make first tracks. So, you know, it's so whimsical. Like, whoever writes their little descriptions and whoever does their art, I mean, these guys are in sync. Maybe it's even the same person. Who knows? Although I doubt an artist could write that well, and I doubt a writer could draw art that well. But whatever, right?
I like to believe it. I like to believe that there's a Renaissance man who's not only does he write the thing and draw it, but he also made the beer.
Exactly. So
I like to believe that there's one guy who's just churning it all out.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, I like to think the same thing. So let's go ahead and open her up and give her a quick taste, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, so, yeah, it's got a nice hoppy, what's it called? Aroma?
But not, aroma?
Not too hoppy, though. Mm. Oh, okay.
Again?
Party foul. No, I made it foam up really quick. Sorry. Well, not sorry. I mean, it's my fault, not yours. Now it's on my foot, too. Oh, what is this? Anyway, let's ignore that for a second, okay?
Let's try.
I do agree with the label when it says that it's got a sort of a caramelly taste with a hop finish. I think that's okay. What makes it so good is that it tastes like sort of a caramel-flavored ale, and it's got just enough hops, which gives it just enough bitterness. It's really good. It's got like the perfect balance of the two, and it's a shame that it's seasonal because I could literally drink this beer all the time. But I can't because it only comes out around this time of the year. And it's one of my favorite beers, Tim. And if you ever have a chance to try it, I highly recommend it. What do you have for us tonight, by the way?
What I have for us is, you know what? I'm going to let – this is a rare first here at the Lucha Undead Top Beer. Oh, I feel like that's the first time I've said Lucha Undead all night.
Ah, it is.
The rebranding is in full effect, everyone. Lucha Undead will slowly be dropped. but you know what? We're still going to harken back to it here and there. I think it's a good name. I am going to allow the commercial release for this beer speak for itself when I talk about this beer, as it's pretty ridiculous and insanely long. So I'm going to go ahead and read this for you. Ready?
Ready.
I scream. You scream. We all scream for ice cream.
Okay.
Beer? This winter, dip into the fridge, not just the freezer, to find a dozen ways to slate your sweet tooth. Our newest collaboration with Ben & Jerry's brings together two different types of pint makers for one common goal, to fill your glass with chocolate chip cookie dough ale. I'm not going to read anymore because there's like three more paragraphs and that was already weird enough.
And that's just the name of the beer?
No, that is the commercial release description of the beer.
Oh.
It's got like three more paragraphs. This is the New Belgium plus Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ale.
Oh.
It's got a picture of a Cal wearing a scarf and a hat, and he's also got not shades but goggles, yellow goggles on. He's out in the snowy hills. You were talking about that lumberjack. This cow is not a lumberjack. This cow is a snowboarding douchebag, and that is what you're supposed to get instantly from looking at him. He is not cool. He's kind of a jerk. He probably slipped someone something at some point in his life. He's definitely had sex with someone who didn't necessarily say no, but they definitely didn't say yes, if you understand what I mean.
I'm still trying to figure out. I'm still trying to wrap my name around the description, but go ahead.
Yes, yes. So, this is what I have. I'll go ahead and, I guess, pop her open.
And while you're doing that, I will give you the rating for my beer really quick, if you don't mind.
Let's do it.
From ratebeer.com, the Odell Brewing's Isolation Ale. And this isn't fair, Tim. It's a 61-71. I don't think that's fair. There's something about this beer that warms you up inside, both literally and metaphorically. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's something about the flavor. It's something about the way it smells. It's something about the way it looks. Like, it's a delicious beer.
Let's see. Maybe those ratings came from one Crazy Bernie.
Yeah.
Because they sound like that rating is crazy.
Possibly. So how did... So how does yours taste and smell?
It's thin amber brightness, creamy, thick head that bubbles up easily, quickly. Not effervescent, but definitely there. So it's kind of got that hybridness. It's a light-bodied, opaque, not even amber, honestly. Pretty much just straight-up yellow. A little twinge of amber, but not too much. But it's got a creamy head that pours up pretty nicely. It's white, but it's got that just straight up foam thickness. Okay. None of that kind of like effervescent champagne bubbles. This is your standard run of the mill beer is what it looks like. It really does. It looks like this should come out of a can that just says beer,
which I believe there is actually a beer that says beer. Yeah.
It smells like vomit.
Oh God. Why?
It does not smell good. I'm just going to say that. It smells... It's got... You know what I'm talking about. That kind of cheap beer just smells a little bit like puke kind of thing going on to it.
Yeah, unfortunately I do. Unfortunately, they call that Heineken, by the way.
Yes, yes they do. luckily, if it already smells like puke when it goes down, it's already ready for when it comes back up. but, you know, it's a little sweet. I'll give it a taste. Definitely creamy.
Yeah. Well, if it smells like vomit.
Sweet. It's got a little kind of twinge in the mouth feel that gives you a little... Like, it feels a little bit fuller than it is, and it's kind of troubling because I think it's probably chemicals that are doing that. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
maybe it's spices and herbs like it says it is, but I think it's actually just monosodium glutamate or something that's making it feel like your mouth is kind of full and watery. But it's not bad, and it really does kind of taste like chocolate chip cookie dough. That's the weird part. I could definitely drink more of this. I don't hate it.
So it tastes better than it smells.
It definitely tastes better than it smells. It really does taste like chocolate chip cookie dough. Do you eat chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream? Do you like that?
I like chocolate chip cookies. I don't think I've ever actually had raw chocolate chip cookie dough, which I think you're not supposed to have because of the risk of salmonella poisoning, by the way.
I don't think there's any risk anyways. But have you ever had the ice cream that has chocolate chip cookie dough in it?
I actually have had that. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I have had it. It's all right. Does it taste like that pretty much?
That's pretty much what it tastes like. Pretty good, actually. It's not bad. It's sweet, creamy. I could definitely see this as a nice dessert beer kind of thing.
Do you remember when we would go to the Walgreens in downtown Palm Springs and we would get birthday cake flavored ice cream?
That was the best.
Actually, it wasn't Walgreens. It was like a Rite Aid or something. It was one of those drug stores. And we would get birthday cake flavored ice cream. That was delicious. This sounds like the birthday cake flavored ice cream version of beer. You know what I mean?
It kind of is. It actually kind of is. Yeah. It's pretty good, honestly. I could definitely drink more of this. I'm not going to lie.
That's good.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. No, sir, I don't.
It's weird when stuff smells different than it tastes. I bought this fancy cheese the other day, right? I don't know if you've ever bought fancy cheese from the grocery store. You know how they had the fancy cheese aisle or the fancy cheese section near like the deli and all that stuff?
Yes.
I bought some fancy Munster cheese for $14. $14 I spent on a small wheel of Munster cheese. It smells awful, Tim. Okay? It smells terrible. It smells like death, right? I was very turned off by it, but then I tasted it pretty good. I melted it into a quesadilla. Delicious, by the way. Delicious. You'll never have a more flavorful quesadilla than if you use fancy Munster cheese. Have you ever had Munster cheese, by the way?
I have. I like Munster.
Yeah, try the fancy stuff. I think you'd like it.
Get that primo Munster case, oh dear.
Just ignore the smell, but I'm telling you, it's delicious. It's super creamy and thick, but like not hard. It's like really soft, you know. But anyway,
Break me down.
Well, go ahead.
No. Break me down your quesadilla process.
Well,
you make a quesadilla?
I normally will buy a bag of shredded cheese, usually mozzarella cheese or some kind of like a Mexican, like taco style cheese. In this case, I bought this fancy Munster cheese. I cut it into thin slices. I put those thin slices on a tortilla, which I already cooked on one side, then flipped it around. Then I fold it in half and I cook it on. I flip it on both sides so it's nice and crisp on the outside. And then I cut it in half into two triangles and I eat it.
Okay.
Simple.
So are you using oil or butter?
No oil. I have a flat pan thing. And I throw it on there and doesn't stick or anything. Just it's perfect.
Straight up. Okay. Straight no up, oil. Yeah. Nothing. Just boom. You're just charring a little tortilla with some Munster inside
and letting it melt and it's
just fucking getting it to that. Perfect gooey-dom.
Oh, it's good, Tim. It's so
okay,
good.
Okay, so here's the other thing. This Munster cheese quesadilla. What kind of beer are you serving with that?
Ooh, I didn't have any beer with it, but if I were to have a beer, honestly, I would do something a little dark. Not a stout, which we've done in our next top beer episode. Or was it our previous one at this point?
I don't know if it was previous or next. We're breaking the time.
In our stout episode, I would honestly have it with the beer I had tonight. This is the perfect, I think, combination, this Isolation Ale, because it's a darker beer, but it's not too dark.
Really?
Yeah, it's not too hoppy. It's got that sort of caramel taste to it, which I think goes well with the sort of sweet, sharp taste from the cheese. There you go. That's all you need.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Semi-interesting.
I would say it's what is it? There's the Reddit. It's mildly interesting.
I unsubscribed to that shit a long time ago.
But that exists, right? That's a thing?
It does exist, and it isn't as interesting as people think it is.
Mildly interesting. Either way, no matter if you're eating quesadillas with Isolation Ale or you're having ice cream flavored beers to kind of satiate your sweet tooth here in this long, cold winter, when it comes down to it, there's only three things that matter in this life, Adrian.
What are those, Tim? Tell us.
You know what those three things are. They all happen to start with a B, just like my last name, but I am not one of those things. No, I am but a man. But the important things are good beers, good buds, and good banter. Good night, everybody.